Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hi, guys. So this episode is going to be...
It's basically a fuck mess of all the shit that you guys should show. Fuck mess of everything you want to hear.
We've got Alan on the line. Say hi, Alan.
Hello.
Alan, producer extraordinaire / pimposaurus. So Alan and I went to visit Tracy the other day. And Alan got to meet the kids for the first time, and we didn't like really know.
I thought my kids were going
to
be like,
"What to expect?" Yeah, Tracy's like, "They're going to be scared. Like they don't know him."
They're scared because Alan, how tall are you? Weird with like new guys that they meet. Like they're very like cousins that they haven't met. Yeah. They're like freaked out by guys.
And Alan's a big dude.
And Alan's big.
How tall are you, Alan?
Oh, I'm 6'2".
Six foot two. That's a big motherfucker.
So I thought the kid, like, I thought Skylar would be, like, intimidated by him.
Yeah, no, I did too.
But she was
She fucking
mad.
Bitched him. She was like, sit here and eat my plastic food.
Yeah. So it was an interesting night to say the least. Alan brought Tracy and I new headphones and they're blue.
Mm-hmm. I know where this is going.
And I was like, Skylar, do you want to put on the headphones? And she was like, no. Because she's like, you know, they're not girly or pink. So why does she care? And I was like, come on, put them on. And I go, they match. And she goes, these are not the same color.
I'm wearing dark blue. No, those are light blue.
Nope. She said, those are baby blue. I'm wearing jean blue.
My kid is a fucking genius.
How old is she?
Four.
She said jean
blue. You know
why?
Because she grew up with a mom who knows what matching means.
And Alan even said on the car ride home, he goes, I don't know why in my head I thought Skylar was like older, like 9. Right,
no,
Alan?
No, not 9. She's 4. She just turned 4. Yeah.
And Alan was like, in my head I pictured her like way older, probably because we talk about her like she's
But isn't
not
she
four.
Like a 30-year-old woman? Like she really just talks Skyla. Like she's a Skyla James.
Oh, right. She's got everything on her own. I just was so surprised walking in because I guess I assumed she was going to be bigger. And then we got
she's
her
a
with
little
me
munchkin.
Next to her, and I was a giant.
No, she's a little peanut.
We'll post a picture for you guys to see the two of them. It's really cute.
It's like 1/18 of him.
But I was trying to work on the podcast, and Tracy... You know, I always say, like, Tracy, like, you can find time in your day to do, like, X, Y, and Z. And she's like, you really don't get it. So I'm trying to, like, take notes for the show and, like, work. And so is Alan. And this kid, I love her to death. Skylar is my spirit animal. But she's doing jumping Alan, you were a witness to this, right?
Yeah.
She's doing jumping jacks in front of me. She's dancing. Aunt Jessie, play with me. Aunt Jessie, what do you want to eat? And I was like, oh, my God, my brain hurts.
My favorite part was how she eventually got to a point and just looked at both of us and was like, one of you play with me.
Yeah. He put you in a corner like, one of you better play with me or you're going to regret it.
So I was like, okay, you know what? I need to get Tracy because I cannot work in these conditions. And I was literally talking to her. She goes, why won't you play with me? And I'm like, because I'm trying to work. And she would just stare at me and said nothing. So I'm like, you know what, Alan, I'll be right back. Let me go get Tracy. So I left Alan downstairs alone with Skylar for like 10 minutes, okay? I go back down. Alan's now sitting Indian style on the floor, surrounded by plastic food. Like, total.
She made you her bitch.
Yeah, she did.
You're going to eat this food I cooked for you.
She brought me over food, and then because Jessica had sat in dog pee, she told me that the cushion I was sitting on was where the dog always sits, and that's why it's not my feet.
Was she warning you or making fun of you? like mocking
Send
you?
Help.
It could have been both.
I think it was. My daughter's such a savage.
She really is. Yeah, but Alan totally like had a full course meal with dessert and everything. It was amazing.
She even brought us ice cream sandwiches with popsicles on top.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The
smorgasbord.
I was like, I'll just take
food.
One. She's trying to hand me 5 popsicles. I go, okay, one's good. No, you're taking all 5. And I was like, fine, give me all 5.
Okay, little girl.
Give me all 5. Oh my God, I wish you could have seen. I'm like literally trying to work and this kid is doing cartwheels, like anything to get my attention. And I'm just like, you know what? I give up. Tracy wins. I can't do it. I can't do it. And then we also learned while we were here some interesting things about our producer. I mean, we're on season two. We're like 20 something episodes deep. And Alan decides to drop a fucking bomb on us. Like, I'm talking like it's Afghanistan out here with the bombs Alan's dropping. Would you like to tell our audience the first one that you dropped?
So the first bomb I dropped was that my first name isn't Alan.
Hey, I feel fucking catfished by our producer. Here I am thinking he's this nice kid and like we're corrupting him. Meanwhile, he's catfishing the fuck out of us. We don't even know his real name.
Alan, when did you change your name? How old were you?
And what made you choose Alan?
My parents did. We've always gone by middle names.
What do you mean we? Who's we? You and all your friends?
My brothers.
Whoa.
How many brothers do you have?
Yeah, all three of us go by our middle name.
What the fuck?
Alan, Corey, and Thomas.
And that's all your middle names?
Okay, what are all your first names?
What's your real name?
So my first full name is William Alan Waters.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just had my appendix out literally a couple of hours ago.
Did they call you William?
Well, they did. I was under the book as everything as William Waters.
Whoa, William Waters.
And
it's kind of a cool name.
When they bring you back from the anesthesia, they'll say your name. And I had to tell them before the surgery, I was like, look, when I'm coming back, you have to call me Alan or I'm probably
call
not
me Alan.
Fine.
It's like some weird porno. It's like, call me Alan or I won't talk to you.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because like if they're going to call you, like, so since you're telling me since you were born, you were Alan?
Yeah, I've always been Alan.
Whoa. That's so then crazy. You did you three brothers, like, as a consensus, like, to be like, let's just go by our middle names? That's like me being like Catherine. Can you imagine Tracy? Whoa. Catherine?
And I'd be Rose. This would be the Catherine,
Catherine and Rose show.
Oh
my God. We're like fucking innocence. Pure innocence.
The middle name is what they hoped for us to be.
Yeah.
We failed them.
Catherine and Rose.
Alan, I can't imagine you anything, even though William Alan Waters
is a
boss
name. It's a fabulous
name,
yeah. You sound like you own, like, malls, like mad malls. Like, you're rich. You fly your own private jet.
You're a mall.
You have a PJ. Yeah, yes, like, no. Yes. And what are your brothers' names?
The middle one is Michael Corey Waters.
So he goes by Corey?
He goes by Corey.
Wow. R-Y or R-E-Y?
C-O-R-E-Y.
Oh, so spelled the right way.
And then my youngest brother is Martin Thomas Waters.
Martin Thomas. You guys all sound famous.
I know.
Michael Corey, it sounds like his last name. Like, it's so crazy. You guys all sound famous.
I think I need your parents to give me a baby name.
Yeah.
It's not going to lie.
Yeah.
Except they need to know I'm going to use their first name.
Yeah, like, use your big guns for the first name this time.
Alan, you are so an Alan. It's amazing.
It's amazing
they
that,
did
like,
good.
The three of you catfished this whole world and no one said a damn thing about it.
Right.
Oh, my God. And then he drops another bomb on me yesterday. Do you remember what it was?
I did.
Yeah. What
I don't know if Tracy heard this one.
No, she didn't.
So my mother's name is Jessica.
What?
I was like,
yeah.
Is your dad's name Tracy? Since Tracy's a man's name before a girl's name?
You would be surprised. It's actually Tracy. No, my dad's name is Marty or Martin.
Martin. That's where Martin Thomas comes from, huh?
Yep.
He's MJ.
He spells it differently too.
Tracy. I'm just saying, like, how do you not mention your mom's name is Jessica? Like,
yeah, like,
I'm his new best friend.
Oh, yeah.
I should know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. He fucking hates us. What are you talking about? New best friend. You fucking wish he was.
He hates us so much. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
She's been, like, messaging me all day because of being in the hospital. And she's like, I need an update. I need an update. And I finally had to be like, Mom, I'm literally in the hospital about to have surgery. I cannot text you every other minute with an update.
Yeah, guess what other Jessica was worried about you? This one, I knew it yesterday because Alan never, like, not texts back. And I wished him safe flight because he was supposed to get on a plane yesterday, not supposed to go to the hospital. And he didn't answer all day. And then all of a sudden on Facebook at, like, midnight, I see the hospital pic. And I'm like, this motherfucker, what happened? I had just seen you. We almost literally died together too, which is great. I literally had PTSD going back to Tracy's house.
I took an Uber from home to the hospital, and I was in the ER all night long. And then finally, around like 11 o'clock this morning, they transferred me to another hospital to have my surgery. Whoa. And I was like, why was I even here then?
It's kind of weird. You almost died two nights in a row when you really think about it.
Just another day in the life of someone catfishing.
Yeah, seriously.
Just a day in the life of bad example catfishing.
I mean, can you at least say that, like, I'm an okay driver, all things considered? That we couldn't see the road in front of us. It was raining so bad.
Oh, yeah. It was awful. Like, you couldn't see anything.
I was telling Tracy, like, I couldn't see if I was in a lane or about to hit, like, the wall on the turnpike.
I've been there.
You know what I mean? It was crazy. Well, Alan, listen, feel better.
Yeah, we want you to feel better. So you can edit this miserable episode that we're about to serve you up.
Yeah, seriously, you need help. All help. The Lord's help. Which the Lord has been on your side the last 2 days, okay? Let's be honest here.
Oh, I'm going to be on oxycodone, so, like, this is going to be
yes, the best. Yes, hunty.
I'm going to be like, oh, this all sounds wonderful, and then I'm going to listen to it again. And
fuck
everything.
I have to rewrite this whole episode.
Feel better, Alan. We love you.
Enjoy your oxy.
So I got this deodorant in the mail. Yes, another subscription company we're working with. I can't get enough of this. I'm never leaving my house ever again.
I feel like in a zombie apocalypse, like, we're safe.
Because we're don't so have safe. To we're going to smell amazing. So Myro is an all-natural deodorant that actually uses essential oils to give it its scent and to keep you fresh and dry. And I'm not gonna, I've been wearing this deodorant every day and, like, trying it out just to, like, test it, which has been really fun because I've been wearing the same deodorant since high school. And I like this. The scent is, like, very soft. It doesn't smell.
It doesn't overpower your perfume.
Yes.
Which
thank
is the
you.
Problem with
Bingo.
A lot of deodorants out there. And also, I love that you could pick the color. Is that so, like, yes. shallow? I love yes. that you could pick that. I think it's so cute.
And everyone wants something that's not toxic, that has no aluminum, no parabens. And that's what Myro has, except it actually works. Like, I was literally like, Denny, smell my pits. Like, they don't smell. Like,
what's major about it is that the case is refillable. So it's saving plastic.
Yes. You choose your scent. You choose the color of your case. It gets refreshed every 3 months, delivered straight to your door.
Every time I go to the store, I forget to buy deodorant.
Oh, my God.
It's like every time. And then me and Corey end up sharing a deodorant. And I'm like, now I'm using Guy's deodorant because I forgot to pick up mine. Now I don't have to do that because it's being shipped to my house.
They say they have mood-inspiring scents that are good for you and the planet we live on. I love that.
All right. So, guys, you could get 50% off your first order.
Whoa.
So you're saving half your money, basically, for a natural, good deodorant that you're customizing for yourself.
Get started for literally $5?
Yeah. Crazy. $5. Go to Myro.com/bad examples. Use promo code bad examples.
Easy. Myro.com/bad examples and
for
use promo code
off.
What? Can you guess?
Bad examples.
Oh, chills. I got chills in my armpits.
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
Oh, my God.
Of course you would know what a dongle is.
I just was informed you have, like, this incredible fuckboy story, and I need to know it.
I do. Okay. I have two fuckboy stories.
I need the tea. I hope it's piping hot.
The tea is very hot. I used to, off and on for, like, 7 years, would see this. This guy who he was my barista at Starbucks. That's how we met.
Stop it.
Classic.
And so over the course of 7 years, I would say, like, he would fuck up and then I would fuck up and then there would be time in between. So then fast forward a few years into this 7 year saga and I'm sitting at home minding my own business watching Saturday Night Live.
Excellent.
And there's a very famous artist doing a performance of their song with a mime doing sign language. And I was like, oh my God, I blew that mime.
Imagine being able to say I blew that mime.
Wait, are you telling me right now the barista was the mime?
He
made
was
Starbucks
really
coffee
good at sign
and didn't
language.
Talk. This is fucking brilliant. I want to date a barista who doesn't.
Wait, what?
It's amazing.
All right, sorry, keep going.
So he was really good at sign language, which is how this artist found him and then made him, like, dress up like a mime and do this sign language.
Amazing.
So he does this.
Wait, are you going to tell us who is the artist? I need to know. Like, was it 50 Cent? Like, Busta Rhymes?
Sia.
It was Sia.
Sia.
Wow.
Of course, that makes perfect sense.
So.
By the way, everyone is about to Google that performance to know who the fuck
Yeah. Oh, so a few weeks later, I see him at Starbucks and we start having this great conversation. And like, he was doing the stuff with Sia and I was doing the film with the girls from Orange is the New Black. So I was like, oh, we're in such great places in our life. Like, yeah. And we have this amazing conversation and we're texting and it's wonderful. And then, so I text him the next day, no answer. I text him the day after that, no answer.
What the fuck?
2 weeks later, I see that he fucking moved to Texas and didn't tell me.
What the fuck? Wait. Okay. Your barista / acting mime, over 7 years, you guys have been talking, and he moves to Texas.
And doesn't tell you because you didn't sign it to him? Like, why didn't he tell you? He just bounced
this
on you?
This is so fucked up.
I mean, we weren't, like, it's not like we were in a 7-year relationship. There were just, like,
but you had a relationship
of time over the course of 7 years that we would.
That's what fuckboys do.
Wait, B, I have a, how did you find out he moved to Texas?
On Instagram.
Oh, did he start? Did he start adding his location?
No, I just see, like, oh, moved into my apartment in Texas. And, like, this is, I had no idea when we reconnected and we had, like, this amazing conversation and we're, like, texting and sexting. And then, like, radio silence after that.
What
and then
the
I
fuck?
See that he moved to Texas.
Did you send nudes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. He took your nudes to Texas.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know what earmuffs.
Jess is such a saint. I can't
wait. Brandon,
yeah,
did you ever confront him?
No, not really.
It wasn't worth
anymore.
It he's a fuck boy
and you haven't talked to him
yeah
since?
I mean, because this is like the thing is that over this course of 7 years, like I said, it was very spread out, but and we were never in a relationship, but things would either be
See,
really
this
good
is the difference
and then...
between men and women, I'm going to have to say, because if one of your friends was on and off with a guy for 7 years, they take, like, a girl's, we take, like, we claim stake. Like, you know, that is our property. It's been 7 motherfucking years.
No, the
you
gays
were
are
just
so
wait,
good
you were just
about,
talking
like,
about this
being
to me
cool.
the other day. Like, yeah. one of your friends, yeah. like, that's theirs now. It's over X amount of time. Like, a girl would flip out. And if the guy moved to fucking Texas, the girl would lose
the
her
girl
mind.
The girl would maybe fly to Texas.
Yes,
like,
yes,
she may,
yes.
like, delta the shit out of this
yes.
and fly there.
She may purchase an airline just so
yeah,
she could
just
see,
so she could go
stalk
there
him
and
on the
bitch
weekends.
Him. Yeah, like, that's what girls do. That's why the gays are so much better off. Like, girls are fucking crazy. Fuck boys.
Yes.
Fuck up our brains and, like, manipulate us.
I feel like it's men because it's men dating men and men are just like,
men
okay.
are just whatever. It's
like,
girls are the
men.
Problem. Like, girls are literally the reason because gay relationships don't have that many problems.
I mean, Brandon, I respect the, like, you know, whatever. Fuck him. Like, you know, moving
I
on.
Love that you fucked a fuckboy mime. That's, like, so a sign language, an ASL fuckboy mime.
Brandon, put that in your Instagram
hashtag
profile fuck right boy now.
Mime.
It should say nothing else. It should say Brandon fucked a mime.
Fucked a mime. Period. Love drunk Period. Life.
Love drunk life.
Fucked a mime.
Hashtag Clotta. Oh, no,
incredible.
That's not Starbucks.
He moaned in ASL.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's the second story? I don't know if you can top that one, dude.
No, there's no going back.
There's no going back.
All right,
back.
So this is short. This is not someone that I was dating, but this is, I know it's your friend, Jessica.
Whoa.
that I used to text with and talk on the phone with a lot. We did not date, but
Jessica's
your
face
friend
is
John.
Puzzled as fuck right now. John? Do you know John?
Wait, his name's John?
Yeah, John, who didn't come to your wedding.
Oh,
wow. We're shots
I didn't even
fired.
Go there.
Shots fired. I didn't even think of that. Okay, let's do this.
Carry on.
So,
carry
I mean,
on.
So this is a short story, but I just think
it's funny.
Just
like his
funny.
Short dick, but go on.
Whoa. Guys, so, there's so many shots being fired right now. I'm uncomfortable. Go.
So we were like, there was just a point, like he had come to some of my plays and we started texting and we would talk on the phone and stuff like that. And, you know, it was like, we never went out on a date or anything, but when we were texting and shit, it definitely was like flirtatious. And so somebody, I don't know if it was you or Briella, but somebody was like, I think he has a boyfriend. So the next time I talked to him and I was like, yo, do you have a boyfriend? And he says, would I be... He says, would I be talking to you like this if I had a boyfriend? Ugh. And I was like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. And then he just goes, oh, you. So he never answered.
What?
I think he had a boyfriend.
So he did?
How do you know this? We knew this. We confirmed this. I have no memory of anything.
No. I don't know for sure, but he never answered. And I had heard that he had a boyfriend.
He definitely did, I think.
This is the problem with fuckboys. Yeah. They usually have a, like, you know, happy meal on the side.
If you ask a fuckboy a question and their response is, oh, you.
Oh, you. Or yeah. You're crazy.
I know.
That's such fuckboy material.
Oh, you. Run for the hills. Say, okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Brandon, has there been any new loves in your life recently?
Just my right hand.
Oh.
Same.
So now...
Wifey for lifey.
No, I'm so sad and alone. So if you know anyone.
My God, everyone give a fucking virtual hug to Brandon. That was
Dude,
the saddest thing I've
mean,
ever heard.
Why can't we use this podcast for like a love connection?
I think we should
wait.
Matchmaker?
Done.
Next up,
Brandon.
In it to win it. Let's set people up.
We're doing a matchmaking episode with you, Brandon, a few episodes down. And we're going to get you a man.
Well, look, Pride is coming up. Gay Pride is coming up.
Oh, when is Pride? Because I got the perfect dresses for my kids.
Perfect. We'll do a Gay Pride episode. We'll do it. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. Gay Pride.
I'm so excited right now.
And we're going to find you a boyfriend.
Yeah, we are going to find you a boyfriend.
Let's play female.
We're
going to
take
applications.
This is what we're doing right now. Yeah. This is what we're going to do. Anybody listening right now, follow Bad Examples Podcast on Instagram.
See.
Direct message us. If you have somebody for Brandon.
A single gay.
Not
just for Brandon. We'll set Brandon up and then we'll set other gays up. Like Gay Pride.
Well, let's hold on, relax.
I want to set everybody up right now.
Brandon,
I want to
tell us
rainbow.
Your like type. What do you look for in
he
a
He told us unshaved.
Oh yeah.
He loves
type,
a little.
I've been like I don't have a type,
oh
but
God,
someone
type.
Who like not necessarily physical type, but mm-hmm. mentally, like they have to have their own thing going on. Mm-hmm. They can't be lazy. They have to be motivated and passionate and just have their own thing going on because I don't need to see them.
Okay, who's your celebrity
day.
Crush so we know who to match you with?
My celebrity crush? Oh, my God.
I want to know who your type is. This will define your type right now.
See, Brandon's like he's an intellectual. So, like, if you're creative
and smart. Because you're
artsy. Smart,
you're artsy.
Yeah.
You don't look at looks. You look at, like, the brain. See, I'm not artsy. I'm dumb as fuck. So I look at the arms.
Yeah, I like, I don't have a, I feel like I have a good answer for this, but I'm so tired that, all that's coming to mind is Andy Cohen.
Yes! That works.
Oh
that
my
works,
God,
babe.
I love that. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
Like, he's such a boss, so, like, and I don't
TV
get
world.
Jealous of people's success, so, and he would always be more successful than me, so any success I had, he wouldn't be jealous of, because sometimes that
Amazing.
Happens.
Amazing. See, so, I love that, Brandon.
Brandon, I have one more question. So, like, I know actually Andy Cohen's talked about this before, like, he's a top, so if, like...
Is he? He gives me bottom vibes.
No,
I don't know.
He's a top, so, like, in the gay community sometimes, like, I know that if you're... Like, if you don't match, like, sometimes that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. I would say that I could learn to match with someone if I liked them.
Wow. I can't even learn to match. I am for sure
when
a top before
to
a bottom.
Okay. So you could learn to match. We want someone creative, someone smart,
someone
that understands
got
your
their
schedule.
Shit together, yep. Someone who's got like interesting things going on.
Right. Okay.
So gay community, reach out to us. We're setting you up with gay best friend.
Bad example
what to do.
What I'd like to do is have at least three different options for Brandon to pick and choose from.
Man,
and
I'm so excited
we'll set
about
him
this.
Up on a date and we'll
service.
Have them go out and then we'll hear what happened during and we'll do it for
I
for
feel
gay
like
Pride
Patty
month.
Stanger right now.
Oh my God,
Brandon! Thanks so
this
much.
Is so
for
fucking epic.
Calling in and
we
for
love you.
Those two stories are really
you
good.
So
you're officially mime boy.
Change your Instagram right now.
No,
I fucked
do
a mime.
It. Change it to I fucked a mime. Hashtags. Love you, B.
Love you.
Bye.
Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
Literally have to be dragged to work out.
I know. Remember
it's a terrible thing.
Our food episode, it was like...
Oh, we talked about food so much. I went home and like ate everything. And then I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be working out, but at least I could do it from the comfort of my own home.
Listen, yes, Open Fit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a workout session. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. Tracy.
10 minutes a day, guys, in your living room. not in front of anybody. You don't have to look like an idiot that you don't know how to use the equipment. You don't have to look like an idiot that you don't have like a cute gym outfit.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, well, I need a trainer. Guess what? OpenFit has amazing trainers and classes. And their classes are founded by some of the most amazing engaged trainers in the world.
Hunter McIntyre named Sports Illustrated.
Oh, we're talking about Hunter again? Oh, that's my boy.
Hunter, that's our favorite.
Yeah, Google him.
Sports Illustrated as one of the top fitness athletes. These trainers know how to get your results quick, so you're not wasting a lot of time. Also, forget about the complexity and the stress of working out and getting fit. All you have to do is press play. Like, it's so easy.
Everybody's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, and that's why it's personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content. I love that because some shit I'm just, like, not into at all.
No.
And this stuff, they have something for everybody and for all of us, big, small, tall, whatever it is.
And if you're keeping up with the program and you're not skipping days, you could actually lose 15 pounds in your first 30 days. Flatten your abs, shape your body, look great, feel great in the comfort of your own home.
Yep.
Please don't waste your time going to the gym.
You can access this anywhere on your computer, on your web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and Roku. Please tell me we have a code for this. Yes, we do. I know this one by heart. Don't we know this one?
Of course it is. 30-30-30. You know that. So you just text bad examples, one word, bad examples, to 30-30-30.
Wow, you get full access to OpenFit and all the workouts and nutritional information totally free. Again, just text bad examples to 30-30-30.
You get an extended 30-day free trial to membership to OpenFit. 15 pounds in 30 days, bad examples to 30-30-30. All you have to do is text.
So this episode is, it's a mix. I really can't nail it down if it's just about jealousy, because it's about knowing right from wrong. Like, maybe you're dating a really great guy and that's it, he's a great guy, or like maybe you're dating a fuckboy. And as three wise women once said, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name. You acting kind of shady,
ain't calling me baby,
better say my name.
Say my name.
Know who you're with. Know who you're fucking dating, okay? If you're dating a good man, you know you're dating a good man. Everyone has the friend that you're like, damn, that's a good guy. They're dating one of the good ones, right?
Jenny. So Jenny's a good one.
Give him a fucking break. If you're dating that guy that you know is a good guy, that never did you wrong, that never hurt you, that gave you no reason to not trust him,
that doesn't make you want to go through his phone,
give him a fucking break.
Yeah.
If you're Beyonce and your man's fucking acting
and still cheats on you with Becky with the hair.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it. Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologist, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
No? Okay, that's not where I was going, but yeah, okay. And more shots fired. It's fucking like, I gotta wear armor up in here. Yeah. I mean, you know who you're with is the most important thing. Let's start there. Right. Yeah, I think that's a good thing with jealousy to like, because if you're with the guy that makes you feel a certain way,
if he makes you feel uncomfortable about yourself, then I wonder why you're being jealous. I wonder why, because guess what? He's making you feel uncomfortable. But if this guy like never gives you a reason to be concerned, you're confident in yourself. You're not going to harass him. You're not going to be like, no, you can't go out with the boys. Yeah. You're not going to be like, no, you're not going to go to that strip club. You're not going to be like, let me see your phone. I think you're watching porn. Who the fuck cares?
Oh, and by the way, past relationships should not affect this one.
But they're also telling.
If the last guy was an asshole to you, don't treat this guy like a jealous freak.
No, I thought you meant his last relationship. No. His last relationship is telling.
Oh, absolutely. But for you, if you're, because I know these girls, right? They're psychos, okay? And I go, what is wrong with you? You're dating a good guy. He's never hurt you. He's never lied to you. He's never cheated on you. Well, I've been hurt in the past. Cry me a fucking river.
Okay, guess what? Everyone has.
Everyone has. It's part of growing up. It's part of learning what you need and what.
Everyone's a broken pencil. Yes. You always need to resharpen. Like, come on, get it together, people.
That's another one. I had no idea where we were going. Everyone's a broken pencil.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, everyone is a used fucking pencil. Yeah. You just gotta resharpen it.
And then, you know what? There's just some pencils that are just dicks. And, like, know who they are.
Pencil
and
dicks.
I think that's a good place to start, you know, when you're like, okay, I'm a crazy jealous, or I'm, you know, psycho about X, Y, and Z.
First of all, what got you? I will never understand, like, the psycho thing. Like, do you have any idea how much fucking effort it takes to be a psycho? Like, when your man goes out, I would have to set an alarm on my phone to be like, remember, text him and ask him if girls are there. Like, I literally could not give a fuck less if you go to your friend's house and there's girls there because your friend is single or a bunch of your friends are single, like, I don't assume that that's happening. Like, I don't understand the mentality. Like, do you really think that he's going there? Then why the fuck are you with him?
I'm going to tell you two stories.
Then don't stay.
Tell me how you feel about these, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right. The first story, my friend, we'll call her, give me a name.
Nicole.
Beautiful. We'll call her Nicole.
Generic name.
Yeah.
So many.
So Nicole goes to me the other day. Me and my husband got into a huge fight. I was like, oh, God, what happened? I found out he watches porn. Well, I'm dead. Yo, Tracy, dead
serious.
Are
you kidding me?
I said, okay, what's the problem here?
Is it like goat fucking porn?
No, she just had no idea. She was clueless. And I said, first of all, you need to know.
First of all, you don't watch porn?
Every man watches fucking porn.
Everybody.
I dare you to find me another man on this planet. I said, you know what I said to her? I go, guess what? Your dad watches porn. They all fucking do.
What is wrong with you? She's never going to have a fucking normal Easter again.
It's so accessible. Like, I know for a fact my dad knows what fucking all these websites are. They all do.
It's a fucking regular on my husband's
phone. Pornhub, Huges, YouTube. I don't know what the fuck they all are.
I don't understand.
There's a million of them.
I have it on my phone. Do normal people not watch porn? First of all, it's informative.
So I said to her, what was your fear? Talk me through this. Because I wanted to know.
I need the breakdown of the fear here.
So her fear was that for some reason he would choose, I guess, jerking off over her.
If he only can jerk off or fuck her, then he's low on sperm anyway. Because I know situations where he can jerk off and then still fuck you, and it's really not a fucking problem. Unless your sex life is in danger because he's jerking off too much.
Right. Ding, 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 ding.
Like, are you still having sex?
Insert the bell sound. We have a winner here. That's exactly what I said to her. I said, unless porn is not an issue, shouldn't be an issue in a relationship, unless he's not having sex with you because he's watching too much porn.
Porn is a gift. Porn is a gift to women. You know why? Because we are able to look up the type of porn that you're into and know
Bingo.
How different we are from what you're watching. If I'm Asian, right? And you're watching, and you're not watching Asian porn, I know you're not into me, right? Okay. So what are you watching that are you watching, let's think, cream pie? porn?
Dude,
are you watching lesbian porn? Like, what are you watching? I can learn a lot about you based on what I see on your phone.
Absolutely. And Tracy,
and I don't think it's a negative. I think it's informative.
And you've said this before. You can use it to your advantage. Like, I know.
Is he into big boobs or is he into like moms? Like, hello.
Perfect. You find out he's into big boobs. Like, you better, when you're having sex with them, have those
titties in his face. Push those girls together. Yes. Double push-up bras. Wear two bras. Who cares? I don't understand. I think it's like a way to, it's a tool. It's really a gift.
Absolutely. It's a gift. Use it
Merry
to your
Christmas,
advantage.
Merry Christmas, bitch. Fucking
but
use
the,
it.
What I said to her was, I said to her, because this guy's a good, good dude. Like, just one of those dudes. And I said,
but he's choosing porn over really cheating on you.
Yeah.
Like, he's choosing to watch porn, like, digitally cheating on you rather than
actually
cheating.
And you know what she said to me, too? And I was crying, laughing. She goes, I'm mad he lied. I go, what did he lie about? She goes, he told me that when he's done, he throws it in a tissue and then he takes out the garbage and he's hiding it from me. And I go, would you rather him leave
like in your garbage and have you take it out? Yeah, like, imagine he did it in a fucking towel and you had to clean that towel.
Yes,
like, he's doing you a favor. He's doing you so many favors. He's telling you what he wants by showing using categories. He's also doing it in a tissue, so he's throwing it out. He's cleaning up his own mess.
But once
again, this never happens, ladies.
Know your man, because if he's a good guy, you've been married to him, the guy's never given you grief in your entire existence.
But let him work.
Give him a fucking break. Give him a break. He's a good dude. He's not going to go run out and like try to find his dream porn star. Like, it's just not happening.
Every man mentally cheats. They all think of somebody else. When a girl walks by him, he's like, fuck, look at her ass. It's so good. Like, he's thinking that whether you're aware of it or not. So, like, I don't understand why it's affecting your life. Like, you're going to get mad at him for his thoughts. Guess what? Women do it too. It's like, oh, look at the abs on that one. Like, we do it too. I don't understand why it's so one-sided.
She's also a newlywed, and I said to her, there's going to come a time in your marriage that you're going to not want to have sex. You're going to be tired
asshole.
You're
going to be so thankful for porn. Yes, you're going to be like, thank God my husband has porn, because I don't think I can do it tonight. And you're actually going to tell him, like, go look up your favorite category, babe. I'm not into it.
I said to her, it might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But it might not be 5 years from now, but there will be a fucking time in your marriage.
Yes.
Well, you're just going to be tired. And
you're gonna
say,
pull up the porn yourself on his phone. You're gonna leave it. You're just gonna leave your laptop open and be like, "Honey, not tonight."
Thank you. Okay, second friend. This one makes me fucking nuts. Okay, so she's dating a new guy.
Is it the one I know?
Oh, always.
Of course, this one. Oh, she never lets me down. With these
she
stories,
never
this
lets
one.
You down. So, and this kind of is what inspired this episode, because I get if you're insecure, you've been hurt before, right? Guys let you down. Like, everyone's a fuckboy in 2019. I get it. Yeah. The internet makes it hard to date. I get it. You don't know who these people are. You don't know who to trust. But they've been dating for almost 6 months, and we know he's a good guy. Okay? Again, once again, put out there. We know he's one of the good guys, all right? Yeah. So she's doing makeup on the floor in his room, and as she does every day, every weekend, whatever, she's there. And she finds, not find, it's right there out in the open in a basket, right where she sits, a box of condoms. It's not opened. Mm-hmm. It's a closed box.
Okay.
I mean, the guy was single once upon a time for a long time, right? Okay. Before her, okay?
He's using condoms. Let's clap it up.
He
doesn't have an STD.
But they're not open, okay? And what does she do? Instead of, like, using her logic and saying, here's a single, you know, young 30-something man.
Being protective,
and he probably had these condoms in the past. Mm-hmm. She picks them up. She throws them on the bed.
Oh, my God.
And she
God,
causes an entire fucking blowout over a box of unopened condoms.
I'm going to need this girl to take several seats. I don't understand. I don't understand her.
I don't understand her either.
What is your fucking problem?
Yeah.
First
it's crazy,
of all,
right?
What if he, like, wanted to use them with you? Like, I don't, he could have been, I don't get it. Like,
and
why is condom such a downfall?
His excuse,
like,
was
I found a condom in his bag. Like, oh no, he's protecting himself. What an asshole.
A dick. And I don't even want to say his excuse. I should say his very
reasoning.
Calm statement was like, yeah, you know, I you know,
was
slept with girls before you.
Time,
yeah. Like, and he said they're not even open and they're not hiding. They're in your face. I want to help these girls because she's sabotaging her relationship.
Well,
and she does it over and over with this guy.
Yeah,
she's a self-sabotager. And it's the jealousy that, like, creeps in, even when you found a good guy, and it's frustrating.
I don't think I'll ever understand jealousy. Like, it's so exhausting.
Have you ever been in any relationship that was really bad where like the guy lied or cheated and you felt that way? Never? You've never dated a fuckboy?
Lied or cheated. I was with a guy
or who, like, I don't know, you just kind of knew you couldn't trust.
I had questions about a guy with that I was dating, talking to, whatever you want to call it, and he was clearly still in love with his ex. And he like blew up my head and was like, "You're it for me," and this whole, and he gave me like the sob story, and I was like falling for it because he was like delicious and whatever, and I was just like, "I'm being stupid." And then one day I was like, "I have weird vibes," made Sammy jump in the car with me, and we drove to his house, walked into his house uninvited, and she was there, and I was like, "You see, instincts always on point. Like, I fucking know. You know why I'm a little bit of a
witch?"
You
walked away, right?
Oh, yeah. I told him to go fuck himself. I deleted him from everything. And then girls that I was friends with continued to hang out with him. And I fucking cut those bitches, too. Like, done.
Here's
I'm
the
fucking,
problem, Trey. Let me explain to you what happened
scissor,
sometimes.
Like a human scissor. Like, do not fuck with me. I will cut you so I love fucking that. Fast.
So here's what happens a lot of times. You walked in. You found what you were perceiving
to
be true.
I needed to see it in my head.
Great. So you saw it. Yeah. You were done.
Done.
So a lot of girls, they like these guys. They want a relationship. They want to believe that they can change or whatever. So they stick around.
What can I do for you to love me?
So what happens is they stay with those guys, the liars. They say they're sorry. And now their insecurities are just,
amplified.
They're everywhere. Yes.
Amplified.
Of course.
Because
how can they not be?
You're working for somebody who already did this to you and you're waiting for him to change and he's giving you all these false hope of changing and like there's no intent of changing.
So I guess like the moral of the story is like know your fuckboy. So like if you're in that situation and you're around, of course you're going to make yourself crazy and people are going to call you psycho because you're going to be acting like it.
You do it to yourself.
You do it to yourself because the guy probably is fucking around and you're making yourself crazy. Okay, so now let's say you dump him. You're onto another guy. You're going to be acting psycho again because you're still thinking about the other guy and what he did to you. Now you're looking for breadcrumbs and clues.
Look at her. She's like, I don't know how to deal with this. I need closure. Okay, but you also need to know who you're with, what he's up to, what the type of guy you're going for. If you're going for the same guy over and over, like, don't expect change when you're getting
hello, you're so
you're
right.
No change.
That's the thing. Girls sometimes have a type. Like, they like the guys that are the
they
players.
They love the assholes.
Like, yes, they
because
love the,
you know what?
The bad
they're a
boys.
Challenge. Yeah, they're a challenge. Bad boys and challenges are different. The guy, a good guy can be a bad boy. Mm-hmm. But a challenge, a guy who's making you work for it, is never a good guy because he's always going to put you through the ringer. Mm-hmm. And he's going to enjoy doing it because he gets off on it.
It's hard for me to watch because I know you girls deserve better. And it's hard when you girls meet somebody finally that could be the one and you ruin the relationship because of your like crazy ways and they don't deserve it. So like, okay, another situation. Mm-hmm. When your guy wants to be with the guys and you give him a hard time every single fucking time, guess what
it's
happens?
Never gonna work.
His guy friends start to
getting
hate
in his
you.
Ear.
They get in his ear. They don't like you anymore. You want those dudes on your team, you dummy.
Yeah, you want them like pulling for you, being yo, do not fuck up this girl. She's the best thing that ever happened to you. Like, high five it.
Bam.
You need
give me that. Look. Yeah. You need them having your back. You need them having your back.
You want these guys to tell his guy, like, bro, do not fuck up with this girl. She's the best thing you ever had. Like, you have it so easy. You have no idea what's out there. Like, there's nothing out there. You got it so good. You don't want them being like, yo, this girl's crazy. Come out with us. We'll give you a good night. Blah, blah.
Or you don't want to be like, fucking Jackie's finally letting you out. Like,
that's mortifying. Yes. Like, oh, your wife's finally let go of your balls so you could hang out. Like, don't do that to him. Like, let him live. Like, I've never, ever, ever told Corey, you can't go out with your guy friends. I enforce it. I'm like, why don't you go out with your guys and have a guy's night? Like, who cares? I've never been like, why don't you invite me? Why can't I come? Like, I don't trust the guys you're with. Like, those
I
are
have
the
a
most
friend.
Annoying girls ever.
Oh, then I have a friend that every time her man goes out, she literally cries. She cries.
I don't even text
she can't
him. Like,
take
I don't even
being
check
alone.
Up.
It's like, it's crazy. Like, the trust issues are so bad. And it really can make you, like, lose your
you
shit.
You make yourself crazy. He's not even doing anything wrong. You make yourself crazy because you come up with scenarios in your head and then you push these scenarios on him when he's not even doing anything.
I'm going to read a question from one of the listeners, okay? So Jess, as one Leo wife to another law enforcement officer, how do you deal with badge bunnies?
Oh my God.
Are we badge bunnies, Tracy?
You're a badge bunny.
I think you might be.
I am not.
I don't know. I see you hip hopping around these streets.
What? Not I. I'm not about that life. I
see you shake that bunny little tail around.
I have fear of cops. You married a cop. You're a badge bunny. However,
so here's what how I feel, because it's true. Badge bunnies are a thing. Badge bunnies are girls that like
go
they
after
see the uniform,
guys with the uniform, the cop yeah. that they think is like above the system, above mm-hmm. the law, like are willing to offer cops like services to get out of tickets, that type of thing.
And
they
guess
get
what?
Off on it.
Cops have a reputation to be what. Like, they like this
dicks.
Shit.
Yeah. Some cops are dicks. Like, that's why they call them pigs. I don't know why. It's rude. It's mean. But they do call them that. It's a nickname because, yeah. I mean, guys could be pigs sometimes.
They have a bad reputation. I hear it all the time. Like, oh, you know, the second someone finds out, like, oh, it must be hard being a cop's wife.
And, yeah, and I have so many girlfriends that have cops as husbands. And, like, yes. they're not concerned. Like,
well, that's the thing. You need to – it goes back to trusting the one you're with. You have to make a conscious decision when you want to be with somebody. If they're going to be good to you, you have to be good back. If they're not going to be good to you or if you don't trust them, then, like, get the fuck out of there. There's no other way around it. And I don't know, badge bunnies don't scare me because I not only trust my husband, but
your
like,
husband is a rare breed, though, I feel. He's not like...
It entertains me when the girls flirt with him.
No,
I think it's funny.
It's weird. Like, Denny's another breed. He, like, comes home and he's not like, oh, yeah, I gave out so many tickets today, blah, blah. He's kind of like, listen, if you're doing wrong, I'm going to catch you. If you're not, I'm not going to give you a fucking hard time. He's not like a jerk.
Please don't be
cop.
Bad so
he's
I don't
like,
have to give you a ticket.
He's like, it's raining out today. Please don't speed so I don't have to get out of the car. Like, he's such a good guy. He doesn't mean any harm. He's not going to go for badge money. He's like, there's nothing... I feel like to worry about.
I've seen like.
And I've given him all the lowdown. Like, be careful of these people that you're working with. Like, I've told him, like, what I've seen, this is what to avoid. And he's like, yo, seriously. He's like, that happens. And I'm like, I know. Yeah. I've heard it. I've heard all the stories.
Yeah, you know.
I know all about it.
You know, I actually have a lot of women that it's really nice that reach out to me that their husbands are police officers and they want to know how I handle like different aspects of it. It's still kind of new to me, so I'm definitely still learning, and I hope I could like update you guys as I'm figuring it all out for
sure.
I
have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, I watch Blue Bloods.
I love okay. that. Great way to start.
Okay.
Carry on.
I know. And I watch SVU. And okay, SVU, everyone assumed Benson and Stabler were fucking because mm-hmm. they were partners. If he had a girl
partner,
would you bug the fuck out? Because I've also watched Blue Bloods. Let me tell you something. That cop was hot. His partner is hot. Jamie's partner was hot. And like, I would never, if I was a wife, allow my husband, Jamie, to to work with this girl. They're together for hours.
Well, it's weird.
In
that's
a
it
car.
Is. Partners. Yes.
Like anything
it's
can
very,
like, I don't know.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if I'd trust that. Even the most trusting husband, I'm like, I don't trust her.
Right. Right.
Because like, if I was a cop and I had a hot partner, like, chances are... Like, the flirtation and sexual tension. And in both of these shows, there was a little bit of tension in both these shows.
So, I know.
Is it for TV? I mean, your husband has a guy partner, so it doesn't matter, but...
But, no, that's a fucking great question because you hit the nail on the head. Like, these two people are together in, like, very close,
like, proximity.
It's like work husband, work wife. Yes, exactly.
And
that's
like,
exactly what it is. It wouldn't be easy, and that's why I think having a strong relationship helps that situation. If that situation happens to you and you're in not a good like place mm-hmm. in your relationship, the relationship's
gonna
crumble. Yep. And you know, it's so funny because Denny always says all the time to one of my friends that is like constantly thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her. And,
oh my god! It's
and
exhausting.
He goes, at this point, he's not cheating on you. He might as well be because he's being accused of it.
If he's
and
being
he's
accused
being found
this
guilty.
Much, yeah, if he's being accused this much of cheating on you, you're going to push him to the point and
he's
like,
gonna cheat.
Bro, I'm going to cheat
I might
because
as well.
Guess what? I'm already getting yelled at for yes. something I'm not doing. I might as well be getting off. Like, this is the problem. Like, girls,
yes.
leave him the fuck alone.
Yes. Denny says it all the time. And I'm like, wow, it makes so much sense. Like, you're already getting fucking put in the doghouse for it. Like,
yeah, and you're not doing anything. You might as well be like, well, shit.
I mean, why the fuck not?
Yeah, I believe it.
And this is why, like, girls, okay, significant others in general get pushed to a point. It's not just girls, it's not just guys. Like, girls are cheating for a certain reason and guys are cheating for a certain reason. It's either you're fucking abusing and stalking them to the point where they're like, I can't take it anymore, like, or you're not giving them any.
Whoa.
And those are the two reasons, I feel.
Do I just, okay, so someone Twittered me and said.
Twittered me?
Sorry, what is
super
it?
Super sexual.
Someone tweeted me. And said they want to play a drinking game that every time I say whoa or wow, and I was like, I don't say that.
Literally, did you listen back?
I literally had to keep stopping to myself saying whoa today, but I just did it. So everybody drink. But yeah, I mean, you set your own bound. Listen, Tracy's a great example of this because she's a confident, you know, she's a confident woman, and it's helped her relationships because she doesn't, if you don't feel insecure, if you don't, it helps.
Just like, I've never been given a reason to worry, so then my worries don't exist. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So that helps. But also, I'm like the opposite of like a jealous bitch. Like, I just don't feel like there's anybody out there who can do what I do, so I'm not worried.
Okay, girl.
I don't know what it is. Like, I just feel like I'm really not concerned because I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, okay, so even if you do. Okay, so I'm not concerned. I'm not going to harass you. You literally, it would be work for me to harass you. Be like, who are you with? Are there girls there? Why are you there? Why don't you want to spend time with me? Like, the whole thing. Like, I couldn't even do that if I tried. But even if he gave me a reason to worry, like, I'd be like, bro, you're fucking this up. Because good luck finding another girl who's going to be chill as fuck like me. Like, if you want to fuck it up and mess this up for yourself, then, like, go ahead. But, like, good luck. Because I'm so chill. I never bother you. I never harass you. Like, at the same time, I don't feel like there's a concern.
I think that's a really, really good. I don't know. I just want you guys to listen to our last episode, which is all about self-love, self-care. Yeah, like,
it was a confidence episode.
Yes, yes. Build that up. Feel good about yourself. You should, because, and stop comparing yourself to other women. It's crazy. Like, when you're, and that's the other thing I tell my friend all the time that's so insecure in this relationship. Like, he doesn't have to be with you. And he's choosing to be with you. He tells you he loves you every day. He wants to be with you. He wants to spend time with you. Like, you have to remember that. You have to put that somewhere in your memory bank and be like, oh, yeah, like, he doesn't have to stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's choosing to. So give the guy a fucking break.
Yeah.
And, like, let him live and let him be a guy. Let him see his friends. And the other thing I tell people as a married woman all the time, I'm talking to you girls in your 20s right now, okay?
Uh-oh. Because I'm not in my 20s, so I don't know where this is going.
Shh, don't tell people. I've been there, okay? I've been in my 20s. You've been dating a guy for fucking 6 years or you're engaged, you're about to get married. Dude, you're about to get married, you're about to live together, you're about to be together all the motherfucking time. Mm-hmm. Let him go out. Let him live his life, because you don't want to be one day 40 years old and him regretting, oh, damn, like, my whole 20s, like, she had me on lock.
Yeah.
She didn't let me fucking enjoy my life. Like, I had one life to live and I missed it because she.
Soap opera.
Yeah. Because she was, you know, didn't let me see my friends. I lost touch with my boys.
First of all, that's like the most detrimental thing. Stop
so bad.
Tearing a guy away from his friends.
They need friends the same
they
as you need friends.
Friends.
And your man is not your best friend. Your man
no,
is your man.
No, and stop being like, you're my best friend. I just want to spend time with you. Like, you're such a whiny bitch.
I found my,
like,
other half. No, motherfucker. Oh my God, you are one. That, you are
no,
a whole. There's no half.
No. This isn't Stop Greek it. Mythology. Cut that shit.
Cut that shit. You found yourself. You don't need to rely on a man to be complete. That shit sounds ridiculous.
No, it's
Who
ridiculous.
Who told you that? That is
my
a fairy tale.
My soulmates are Sammy and Brooklyn, my best friends. They're my fucking soulmates. There's nothing that they can do. Well, you're my bad example, wife for life. Like, seriously, Jess knows too much.
I know. Get me out of here before I say something.
I can never not be friends with this girl because the level of information that she has, like, I can never.
I've secured a lifetime friendship.
She has literally locked me down for life. I feel like I'm, like, rope and chain to this bitch. Like,
oh, shit. I'm blushing.
No,
sweating.
There is nothing I can ever get away with because she knows everything. Not only does she know everything about me, but in, like, some weird connection type of way, I think it's called Eskimo Brothers for guys. We're semen sisters.
Yeah. We're the worst high fivers, by the way.
We're the worst high fivers. We had a connection, not between me and her, but, like, we have somebody in common, and, like, it's so fucking weird.
And the way we discovered it was weird.
And the,
and I never want to talk about it again.
Too much information. We need this to stop. The problem. Right now. I no longer want to know anything about you.
Where was this going? Oh, your friends. The guys need friends.
Yeah, you know at this point.
Yes, you know who has no friends? My dad. My poor mother has tortured him into having
no
friends.
Joe.
She's gonna
stop.
She's gonna listen to Danny has friends.
I no, bro.
Friends. Now he's friends with all your friends' husbands, but he don't have his own friends. The men problem, need their own boys.
You should be having separate nights. We've said this in past episodes. Girls should be having girls' nights. Guys should be having guys' nights. There's absolutely no fucking reason for a guy to tag along on a girls' night, and you should not even fucking ask to go on your man's guy night. Like, what are you gonna do?
Stop.
Sit there and be
stop
do you
doing
know
it.
The abuse this man's about to endure by having you at a guy's night with him? Like,
can I tell you something? Denny invites me out every single time. It's because he's sweet that he goes out with his guy friends, and I go, I don't want to go. I stay fucking home. Guess what? I snuggle
how
up
awkward.
I do whatever I want. It's like he's gone. I have a girl's night by myself.
Yeah, and guys have their own fucking jokes we're not included
yes.
in. I'm gonna like put the disclaimer out there. I'm the best wing woman you will ever have in your life. Ask Corey's friends if they're like, yo, that girl's so hot. I'm literally like, I'll go talk to her for you. And 9 times out of 10, she's going home with them. I put in the work. I am the best wing woman out there. You can ask anybody. I don't know what it is. Girls just feel comfortable with me, and I'm able to like work the conversation. And all of a sudden, I'm the best wingman for my husband's guys. Friends and like they're always like, yo, bring her out because she's a good wingman. Like, and I'm like, nah, chill. I don't even want to go out because you know what? It's fucking work when I go out with you guys. Like, I don't want to go out with you guys.
Trey, don't you think that when girls, like, you've seen those girls that are just out at the bar and like they're not even having fun. They're there.
You're
to,
not
like,
having fun.
You're
not
there
to spy.
Yes.
You're annoying.
You're
like
his
a cop.
Bodyguard.
No, you're
not
his
an
security
idiot.
System. You need to go home. Let this man live his fucking life. Have a guy's night. I don't understand why girls are at guys' nights ever, ever, ever. There's not a single fucking reason why a girl should be at a guy's night. It actually makes me physically uncomfortable. When I see that one girl standing there, I'm like, and that's an insecure bitch because she had to go out
whoa.
With her guys.
I just did the whoa drink.
Whoa drink.
Amazing. Thank you guys for listening to this episode.
This was such a bomb episode.
We had really a lot of fun.
We want to thank Dimly Wit for supporting us and finding their way through this episode because so much went on tonight.
Yeah, we talked about fuckboys, jealousy. We even, you know, got a little Skylar action in there. Guys, keep sharing this podcast with whoever needs
you
to
guys,
hear it. We are counting on
we're
you
here
to
for
keep
you,
this going.
Be here for us.
Yeah, we really like that. Like, we're helping women, but we can only help them if they can hear it. We need people to hear it. Keep sharing, liking, subscribing, rate. Stop
download.
Being a fucking hater. Fucking put those haters' comments on the bottom of the podcast.
Yeah, you are dismissed.
You are dismissed.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So, see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.